The rank surveyed their handiwork.
Right, said Nobby. Now, what are the chances of a man standing on one leg with his hat on backwards and a handkerchief in his mouth hitting a dragon's vulnerables?
Whoop,
said Colon.
It's pretty long odds, said Carrot. I reckon the hanky is a bit over the top, though.
Colon spat it out.
Make up your minds, he said. Me leg's gone asleep.
Vimes picked himself up off the greasy cobbles and stared at the librarian. He was experiencing something which had come as a shock to many people, usually in much more unpleasant circumstances, such as a brawl started in the Mended Drum when the ape wanted a bit of peace and quiet to enjoy a reflective pint, which was this. The librarian might look like a stuffed rubber sack, but what it was stuffed with was muscle. That was amazing, was all he could find to say. He looked down at the twisted bars and felt his mind darken. He grabbed the bent metal.
You don't happen to know where Once is, do you? He added.
Look!
The librarian thrust a tattered piece of parchment under his nose.
Look!
Vimes read the word.
It hath pleased, whereas, at the stroke of noon, a maiden pure yet high-born, compact between ruler and ruled. In my city, he growled, in my bloody city.
He grabbed the librarian by two handfuls of chest hair and pulled him up to eye height.
What time is it? He shouted.
Ooh.
A long red-haired arm unfolded itself upwards. Vimes's gaze followed the pointing finger. The sun definitely had the look of a heavenly body that was nearly at the crest of its orbit and looking forward to a long, lazy coasting towards the blankets of dusk.
I'm not bloody well going to have it, understand?
Vimes shouted, shaking the ape back and forth.
Wook,
the librarian pointed out patiently.
What?
Oh, sorry. Vimes lowered the ape, who wisely didn't make an issue of it, because a man angry enough to lift 300 pounds of orangutan without noticing is a man with too much on his mind. Now he was staring around the courtyard.
Any way out of here? He said. Without climbing the walls, I mean.
He didn't wait for an answer, but loped around the walls until he reached a narrow, grubby door and kicked it open. It hadn't been locked anyway, but he kicked it just the same. The librarian trailed along behind, swinging on his knuckles. The kitchen on the other side of the door was almost deserted, the staff having finally lost their nerve and decided that all prudent chefs refrained from working in an establishment where there was a mouth bigger than they were. A couple of palace guards were eating a cold lunch.
Now, said Vimes as they half rose, I don't want to have to...
They didn't seem to want to listen. One of them reached for a crossbow.
Oh, the hell with it.
Vimes grabbed a butcher's knife from a block beside it and threw it. There is an art in throwing knives, and even then you need the right kind of knife. Otherwise it does just what this one did, which is miss completely. The guard with the bow leaned sideways, righted himself, and found that a purple fingernail was gently blocking the firing mechanism. He looked around. The librarian hit him right on the top of his helmet. The other guard shrank back, waving his hands frantically.
No, 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 he said. It's a misunderstanding. What was it you said you didn't want to have to do? Nice monkey.
Oh, dear, said Vimes. Wrong. He ignored the terrified screaming and rummaged through the debris of the kitchen until he came up with a cleaver. He'd never felt really at home with swords, but a cleaver was a different matter. A cleaver had weight. It had purpose. A sword might have a certain nobility about it, unless it was the one belonging, for example, to Nobby, which relied on rust to hold it together. But what a cleaver had was a tremendous ability to cut things up. He left the biology lesson, that no monkey was capable of bouncing someone up and down by their ankles, found a likely door, and hurried through it. This took him outside again, into the big cobbled area that surrounded the palace. Now he could get his bearings. Now he could... There was a boom in the air above him. A gale blew downwards, knocking him over. The King of Ankh-Morpork, wings outspread, glided across the sky and settled for a moment on the palace gateway, talons gouging long scars in the stone as it caught its balance. The sun glittered off its arched back as it stretched its neck, roared a lazy billow of flames, and sprang into the air again. Vimes made an animal, a mammalian animal, noise in the back of his throat and ran out into the empty streets.